Hello everyone and welcome to my review of Richard II. On a beautiful summer evening in London, the Globe Theatre has never looked more magnificent. The whole stage and set, painted a distressed gold, gives the feel of religious iconography, perfectly suited to this tale of the king who so believes in his divine right to rule, it leads to his eventual downfall. He's a man so detached from reality and absorbed by self-belief, he fails to comprehend the financial problems and civil unrest that is gripping the country. Charles Edward stars as Richard, and his calm but compelling presence, decked in off-white robes to further enhance his otherworldly status, is a performance that somehow manages to be at times beautifully understated while at the same time filling the Globe's enormous space. From the opening moment of the boy king's coronation and his transformation into the adult Richard, beautifully staged by director Simon Godwin, we know this is going to be another memorable Globe production. Following a dispute between Henry Bolingbroke, Duke of Hereford, played by David Sturzaker, and Thomas Mowbray, Duke of Norfolk, played by Oliver Boot, Richard prevents a duel between the pair and instead exiles them to foreign lands. When John of Gaunt, Duke of Lancaster and father to Bolingbroke, dies, Richard ignores advice and seizes his money and estates to finance his war in Ireland. When news of this reaches Bolingbroke, he returns to England in Richard's absence, and his cause is taken up by disgruntled peers in Richard's court. This is a powerful tale of political manoeuvring, violent conflict, and the dangers of vanity, that's blessed with some super performances. Apart from Edwards's Richard, David Sturzaker is a visceral Bolingbroke, but the standout is William Gaunt as John of Gaunt. Raging against his son's banishment, this is a gripping and emotionally charged portrayal of a man in torment at the end of his life. Richard II continues at the Globe until the 18th of October. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.